Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Britain's prime minister has just bowed out.
The process of choosing that new leader should begin now.
Revelation about the parade shooter.
He contemplated carrying out a similar attack here in Madison.
Sentencing day for Derek Chauvin.
Chauvin will ask the judge if he can serve his time in federal, not state prison.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. The end of the line arrives for Britain's prime minister, Boris Johnson, speaking moments ago outside his official residence at 10 Downing Street.
It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new prime minister. And I've today appointed a cabinet to serve, as I will, until a new leader is in place.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Boris Johnson is to step down after two of the most dizzying days in British politics.
This is extremely sad, but Boris did this to himself. He is now the past. We need to be looking to the future.
Conservative Party operative Steve Baker. More than 50 cabinet ministers, aides and government department heads have resigned in the past 2 days, all saying the prime minister must go after being caught out in lie after lie.
In his resignation speech, Johnson called his job the best in the world, but said, quote, them's the breaks. Police say the 21-year-old suspected of killing seven people at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, considered staging another mass shooting in Wisconsin. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
On his way here, he drove past hundreds of communities celebrating the 4th of July. All of us are at risk when weapons of war are on our streets.
The suspect was arrested hours later after he drove back to Highland Park. Police say he confessed, but questions remain. Police Chief Lou Jogman.
I don't know that we're going to get a why from him. We really don't have any better understanding today than we did when we first started talking to him about the why in particular.
Investigators believe he chose July 4th because he had an affinity for the numbers 4 and 7. Police in Richmond, Virginia say a tip from a hero citizen thwarted a mass shooting there on Monday.
There is no telling how many lives this hero citizen saved from one phone call.
Police Chief Gerald Smith says the caller overheard a conversation about plans for an Independence Day attack at the Dogwood Dell Amphitheater, where the annual fireworks show is held. Two men were arrested on charges of being non-U.S. citizens in possession of a firearm. Findings from researchers at Texas State University shed new light on the botched police response to the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde. Correspondent Janet Chamlian.
An officer armed with a rifle had the gunman in sight as the shooter approached the school building, but didn't fire. Instead, the report indicates the officer asked his supervisor for permission to shoot the suspect. The supervisor either did not hear or responded too late. And the report concludes what many have believed, that based on current evidence, it is possible that some of the people who died could have been saved if they had received more rapid medical care.
This is sentencing day for the Minneapolis police officer who held his knee to George Floyd's neck as he lay dying on the ground. The incident sparked protests around the world. WCCO-TV's Esme Murphy has the details.
Last December, Derek Chauvin pleaded guilty to the federal civil rights charges and agreed to a sentence of between 20 and 25 years. But 85-year-old federal judge Paul Magnuson could sentence above or below that. Doug Kelly, former assistant U.S. attorney.
I think Judge Magnuson has a reputation for being independent, and I think he thinks he's, at this stage of his life, he's going to do what he thinks is best in his mind for justice.
Federal prosecutors have called Chauvin's actions cold-blooded.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let TruGreen do your lawn care. Visit TruGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A Detroit police officer is dead after he responded to a call about a man firing a weapon. Police Chief James White says the suspect was armed with a semi-automatic and fired at the officer and his partner when they arrived.
Just a tragic event. We lost a hero, and the department and the city is grieving. The officers are heartbroken.
Chief White says the officer's partner shot and killed the suspect. We are learning more about bullets that grazed two police officers during a 4th of July fireworks show in Philadelphia. Officials say the shots came from the same weapon that could have been fired from more than a mile away, making it unlikely the officers were targeted. An eerie experience in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The sky turned green right before hail and winds up to 99 miles an hour blew through. Forecasters say it was part of a powerful windstorm that swept through five states. A California woman is suing a surgeon after she checked into a hospital in Fresno to have her diseased kidney removed, but left without a spleen. Pathologists discovered the botched operation when they examined the excised organ. More people are considering a switch to electric cars.
14% of Americans tell Consumer Reports they want an EV for their next purchase. That's up from 4% 2 years ago. 71% would consider it. Author Quinta Warren says barriers remain cost and charging.
Some of these barriers are simply perceived. They're not necessarily real, but we need to address them.
Warren says the study was done just before gas prices spiked, so interest may have actually increased. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A save at the bottom of the Charles River in Boston. Lynn Andrews and her husband were on a boat docked at a local yacht club when she took off her rings, tucked them in her husband's shirt pocket so she could slather on some sunscreen. When he took his shirt off, Lynn's chunky diamond fell into the water. Lucky for both, a fire department dive team was nearby.
Within a minute, Jeremy comes up with it. Screams, I've got it, and blew me a kiss, and I blew him a kiss.
Three songs from a Michael Jackson album released a year after he died have been removed from streaming services amid claims the vocals aren't his.
Keeping your head up to the sky.
In a statement, Jackson's estate and Sony Music say they chose to withdraw the songs as, quote, the simplest and best way to move beyond the conversation once and for all. It says nothing should be read into the decision concerning the authenticity of the tracks.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Police in the Florida Panhandle are looking for a drug dealer who sold fentanyl, blamed for as many as 9 deaths over the holiday weekend.
6 deaths have been confirmed, with 3 more believed to be from the tainted drugs as well. Gadsden County Sheriff Morris Young says other drugs are common there. Fentanyl is not.
A lot of these drugs are coming from the southern border into Atlanta and dispersed down here to South Georgia, North Florida.
Young says his priority now is finding the dealers and getting these opioids off the street before they kill again. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Potsy is ditching Hollywood for politics.
Sunday, Monday, happy day.
Anson Williams, who was best friend to Ron Howard's Richie Cunningham on Happy Days, is running for mayor of Ojai, California. The 72-year-old will face incumbent mayor Betsy Sticks, who's up for re-election. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.